Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
On Friday, December 20th, it's the 6th annual Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party, featuring Needles and Pins, Beelines, Tally Ho Ho Ho, Village, Gal Grayson, Sean Mrazek Lives, Zen Mystery Fog, Tim the Mute, and Cool.
Do you remember that polo road? Cause I think about it every night. It's the only thing left of you, and I gotta get it out of sight.
Plus, you get a free 7-inch record at the door. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's up? This is Ivan,
Jared,
and Bogdan.
And we're from
The Unified.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM live at UBC Vancouver. Leave your winter blues and bring your dancing shoes and join us at the Backstage Lounge of Granville Island, Friday, December 13th, with two local funk sensations, The Unified and Deep Seated. Doors at 9, covers $10. See you there.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Eric. This is the Student Special Hour. I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Eleanor.
Hello, hello, hello.
And the band that you just heard is also here, Zen Mystery Fog. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
Doing well.
Do you want to each introduce yourself to all the people listening?
I'm Chase. I play guitar and sing in Zen Mystery 5.
I'm Thomas. I play the drums.
And I'm Colton on second guitar.
Sweet. And that song that we just heard, was given to us on a 7-inch at Shindig, which is really cool. The song is called Raccoon.
Yep, that's it.
Cool.
Great track.
All right, we'll get to chatting with these lovely fellows in a minute, but just before that, we're going to listen to some of their competition tonight at Shindig. The song is called All Gold by the band Skinny Kids. Enjoy.
Rusty chicken, so far gone.
All right, that was Dance Song by War Baby off their album Jesus Horse. They will also be performing tonight at Shindig along with Skinny Kids. We heard the song All Gold, and Zen Mystery Fog, who are here with us. So, what's up, guys?
Not too much.
You guys excited for tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
We're really excited, especially to wear formal clothes.
Yeah.
Should be a great turnout.
Yeah, for those of you listening at home, attendees of the finale of Shindig are encouraged to come dressed in their best formal wear. I've heard that Ben Lai wears a tuxedo, so you better be bringing your A game if you want to fit in. No, you don't have to wear it, but you should, because it makes it more fun.
If I didn't have 4 exams the 3 days following tonight, I would definitely go and bring my pink suit.
It's but okay.
Funny thing about clothing in Shindig, though. So we get, like, every night we get comment cards on, like, how we played and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And one person on their comment card had a problem with a Hell's Gate t-shirt that someone was wearing. A funny problem, but it was...
comments on your clothing.
Yeah, he's like, well, I didn't know about that Hell's Gate shirt.
He said he almost wrote us off or something. Because I was wearing a Hell's Gate t-shirt.
Dude, Hell's Gate is awesome.
I know, and I got it from my grandpa.
Oh, man.
But the guy was really cool afterwards. Okay. We talked to him afterwards, like, not to slight the dude. He was really cool.
What's up? Why?
And he voted for us, too, so it was just funny.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't go up after, going like, hey, man, it's my Hell's Gate shirt.
Yeah. I'm not going to wear it again.
Aw, man. So while we have you guys here, can you tell, like, I'm curious, how long have you been playing music together as a band?
Almost exactly a year.
Nice. How did you meet each other?
Well, I guess longer than a year. We've been playing shows for a year. We've kind of, like, honed our set for probably...
like a year and a half.
A year and a half, yeah.
We, Chase and I were both, we played music in the same jam space, but not with each other. And then one day, like, Chase came to a jam of a band that I was playing with because we wanted to try another guitar player. And then Chase and I kind of had, like, the same ideas for what type of music we wanted to make. And then so we started playing together. And we just, like, found it really easy to write songs that we like and stuff. Everything just kind of came together. And then Colton just started playing with us, like, 1 month ago. We decided to move from a 2-piece to a 3-piece and branch out.
And it's been amazing. I think it really fills out the sound. Because we opened for Kurt Vile.
Oh, no way.
In August.
I remember that.
And we played well, but, like, in such a big venue, being a 2-piece without, like, the White Stripes sound man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really hard to sound full without a proper sound man. And, you know, in those shows, they always make, like, the opener bands, like...
We felt like we were, like, drowning in the rickshaw, kind of. Like, yeah. We were just so tiny.
So that's now fair.
We've tried to bulk it up.
Nice.
How do you feel about that, Colton?
I think it's actually kind of interesting that we're playing in the Shindig Finals, because my first show with you guys was actually the first Shindig. And someone commented,
oh,
you guys sound really tight or whatever, something along those lines. And I just thought it was funny because it was my first show with them.
That's sweet.
But actually, I have known Chase for a few years.
You played in the original Zen Mystery Fog.
I think we were the Dear Delights back then.
The Dear Delights.
Yeah, but it was a cross. I think that was just names thrown around. Yeah, it was a girl drummer and then you. But we weren't anything. We were just jamming. And then I moved away.
It's kind of funny. I actually had an ad on Craigslist in the musician section, and Chase responded one day, and I was like, okay, whatever, I'll come out to East Van and jam with these dudes, and yeah, here I am now.
So you put an ad on Craigslist.
That was
a few years
ago. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Okay. That's when we first did it.
That's a pretty awesome way to meet a person.
Seems like lots of bands meet that way these days, like the musician section of Craigslist or whatever.
True. I remember in grade 4 or 5, I learned that the Killers all met through newspaper ads.
Yeah, it used to be
in
newspaper
Las Vegas.
Ads.
Yeah,
like,
so
all
now.
Of the major bands that, like, I think, like, U2 all met through, like, newspaper ads. And the Pixies met through newspaper ads. And,
yeah, they,
like, Frank Black put out a newspaper ad, and Kim Deal, like, came to it, I guess. I don't know.
Ow.
Well, yeah. Go Craigslist now, I guess.
It's like online newspaper. A few more weirdos looking around in there, but
show up to my band space alone.
Yeah.
Unarmed.
Yeah.
Soiled underwear.
So, how'd you guys get the name Zen Mystery Fog?
It's a strange name, that's for sure, but it's a Kerouac reference.
Okay, what?
In the book The Desolation Angels. Kerouac, he went to, like, just outside of Seattle, almost, like, closer to Canada than Seattle, and he was, like, in a fire lookout cabin. Back then, they just sat someone on the mountain for, like, 12 months of the year, rotating through, and just, like, if you saw a fire, you radioed it in, and it was so, like, eerie up there that, and there was moss all on the side of the mountain, so in the morning when he looked out the window, there was, like, the fog all looked green because of the moss and the sun shining through it, so he called it the Zen Mystery Fog with two G's because he's Kerouac, I guess.
Does what he wants.
Yeah, does what he wants, or did what he wanted, and that's how we got our name.
That's really good. It's a good name story.
It is.
Kind of, yeah. A lot of people, I don't know if they get the name, but that's cool. That's
People say Zen Mystery Frog all the time.
we've gotten Zen Mystery Frog.
Yeah.
And we've gotten posters spell it with one G, which is, I guess, better than Zen Mystery Frog.
True.
But
I've accidentally written it Zen with two N's instead of Frog.
I've done that a lot, yeah, actually.
That's okay.
I always go back and correct it, but I write it. I'm like, that looks wrong.
One day people will remember it.
Maybe after tonight, maybe.
Maybe.
Now I kind of want to read that book. I mean, I only read On the Road this summer. Mm. So,
yeah.
Anywho, let's get back to listening to some tunes, and then we'll keep chatting with Zen Mystery Fog.
It's Frog.
The song we're going to listen to now is from a band from Philadelphia. So is Kerviel, who they opened for, is also from Philadelphia. Good scene in the city of brotherly love. Anyway, the song's called Get Disowned by Hop Along. Enjoy.
My love gone out the door. the riding pole. You got your own kind of ravens and your murderer crows. Catty eyelashes and your Dracula cape. Been flashing AAA passes at the cemetery gates. Cause you're so dark, babe.
Keeping up with the literary references there on the new song by the Arctic Monkeys called You're So Dark, the B-side for One for the Road, that I think came out officially today. Yeah, they talk about H.P. Lovecraft and Edgar Allan Poe in the song, so some horror going anyway.
We have a Poe reference in our song, too.
Oh, what song?
Detour on the B-side of the record you guys just played. Yeah. All that you see or seem is but a dream. It's like a... I don't think I referenced it properly, but it's a Poe reference, that's for sure.
Nice.
He's great. Before that, we had a song picked for us by Chase from Zen Mystery Fog by Mr. Jacques Dutronc, Les Cactus. Yeah, do you want to say anything about that song?
I love Jacques Dutronc and just like old 60s French pop. It's pretty amazing.
Actually, Miles Kane, who did The Last Shadow Puppets with Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys, said one of his biggest influences for vocal work was Jacques Dutronc, which is how I heard about him. And before that, we listened to Hop Along, the song Get Disowned. Anyway, you take this one, Eleanor.
Well, during when you were listening to the tracks that we were just playing, we were chatting with these guys about some of the different shows that they played. And you said that Sled Island this year was particularly interesting.
Yeah, it took us like... What did it take us, Thomas, to get out there? Like 23 hours or something? Mm-hmm. Almost a solid day of driving to get to Sled Island. And it was... We were like one of the last cars through this one stretch that closed. And we finally got to Sled Island at like 11 p.m. on the first night. and we missed. I really wanted to see. Why am I drawing a blank?
Was it White?
Mac DeMarco?
No, it wasn't Mac DeMarco.
Was it the Thursday?
Florida's on Fire? Why can I think of their name? Superchunk. I really wanted to see Superchunk, and we missed it. And we went to our hotel.
Well, how was the weather already sketchy at this point?
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah. There was flooding everywhere, and the highway. We had to like drive into like a lake to get through a highway, and then we woke up in the morning. At night, the festival was still on. And we woke up in the morning, and it was still on. And then by the time we were like getting ready at like 10, it was like we regret to inform all the people in Sun Island, but it's canceled. So that was a pretty big bummer.
Yeah.
But we ended up playing like one of the best shows we've ever played at a house party somewhere in Calgary.
Some dude had like this pretty nice house, and he decided that like he could have the best house party ever. Like he could get all the Slid Island bands that didn't have shows anymore. He's like, I'll just invite them all over and they'll all play. And it was, yeah, tons of people there. It was really funny.
Yeah, who else played with you guys?
The Ketamines, Jay Arner, and then
some band from Texas that were pretty good. They were like a six piece or something. And
nice.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of...
Those are just tons of people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at first we got there, it looked like this tiny place. And we're like, oh, this looks like it's going to be crap. And there was like this like mile staircase to get into everything. And then it just like tons of people started showing up. And it was pretty amazing.
Oh, Tim played too.
Oh, yeah. Why? How could we forget that? Tim the Mute. Tim Clapp, he played an opening set. And it was just... It was all really good. It was amazing.
Sounds like a pretty good house party.
Yeah.
Better than any house party I've been to.
Probably.
There was another really good one, I think, like, the OCs played, and Warm Soda or something.
They were calling it, was it Flood Island?
Flood Island.
It was getting called. Yeah. It's pretty clever.
I was, like, complaining about the floods on Twitter, and then a Vancouver Sun reporter saw me and, like, asked for my phone number, and then I was sitting in the hotel room and did, like, an interview with the Vancouver Sun about how we were stuck in Calgary.
Oh, man.
At Flood Island, yeah.
Well, it's just kind of a bummer, because as a festival organizer, what are they supposed to do at that point, right? Like,
yeah.
Lots of...
And they didn't give any refunds. They were just hooped.
Yeah. Next year, maybe. What about some of the other venues that you guys have played here? Do you have any favorite spots or like places you like? Like, how's the Railway Club compare to some of the other places you've played?
I don't mind the Railway Club. It's pretty awesome. It's a nice intimate venue. And where else have we played?
We like playing at the Cobalt.
Yeah, the Cobalt's a pretty good venue to play. It's always like a feel good show.
Nice.
Believe it or not, like one of the like happiest chill shows that we play is at Lanaloo's. We've played some pretty, like, no, like, barely anyone's there, but it's just, like, a good time, I guess. I don't know. Lanaloo's is pretty cool for this, like, small venue.
Nice. You guys have a show coming up in, is it a week and a half now? What day is it today? The 10th? No, 10 days from now. You guys are playing Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party.
Yeah, yeah. Our first show ever was... the last annual Kingfisher Blues Christmas
yeah,
Party.
Yeah, like exactly 1 year ago. That was the first time we played. We played really bad.
Yeah, we were terrible.
We were having gear problems. We, like, didn't know how to play live, and we sucked. But it was Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party, and now 1 year later we're doing it again. We're really excited. There's great bands.
Yeah, the lineup.
Yeah, 1 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. The lineup is really good. I think, like, Gal Grayson, a new band called Cool that has some of the former members of Apollo Ghosts. Mm-hmm.
Who we'll be listening to in a... Awesome. In a little bit.
But here, yeah. Sean Razek, is he playing this year, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Village?
Yeah, Village. Yeah. Lots of these bands have put out singles on the Kingfisher Blues labels, just as you guys have with Tim, who you were talking about earlier. So we just got a bunch of those into CITR today, so you can expect to be hearing from all of those bands lots coming up.
Yes.
I'm excited to play it low as like a three-piece this time. Just because it just opens up the music so much. And people, being a two-piece is kind of like your own, like, little special thing. Like, but everyone kept on coming up to us and, like, saying, like, you guys don't sound like the Black Keys at all. And we'd be like, yeah, no. No, we don't. But so you just get that stigma of, like, two-piece. Oh, bluesy garage rock. Blues, blues, blues. So we kind of just, like, decided to step away from that because we couldn't escape it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I never heard you guys as a two piece, but it's you guys have a good sound live. It's nice.
Well, we try to, like, when we record live. Like,
oh really?
Yeah, like there's barely any overdubs. And now as a three piece, we'll just still record like live. Just record everything.
Yeah.
Try to, as much as we can off the floor.
Well, also, why no bass player? Is that just...
There is a bass player.
He happens to be the drummer also.
He happens to be the drummer also.
That's right, you do the...
He plays, like, bass synth.
Yeah, with that's keys. Right. That's right, I do realize...
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's not all the way through. It's true. Just because, like, we started with two of us, and we're like, okay, some of these things really need some bass, so I started doing that. But, yeah, and now, like, he plays some basic guitar lines and stuff, but that's still kind of like a... Not every song has bass, yeah.
Still, like... We've jammed with the bass player a couple times, and it's still, like, maybe gonna happen someday, but it's just so easy with the, like, lower members in the band, just because so many people these days are in, like, 6-7 bands,
yeah.
Right? So it's just like, can you jam this day? No, but I can jam this day, and only two of the people can jam that day, and it's just like...
And you definitely would not... You would be very crowded on the Railway Club stage, that is for sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
You mentioned our jam space.
Yeah, or our jam space is a closet.
Where it's do you guys crazy. Jam?
Main and Second.
Oh, okay.
They have nice big ones, but we happen
like
to have
a closet.
It's like a
theater company building or something. It's like a third the size of this room. Like, it's like... It's
this room's not that big, by the way.
Yeah, so for those of you who haven't been to Studio A, it's ITR. It is a small room. It's intimate. It's nice.
And then, I mean, as for, like, sonic sound and stuff, the Colton, he plays second guitar, he'll probably be adding more keys himself as
yeah,
well.
I just picked up a new synth recently, but we've had, like, 5 shows in the last, like, 6 weeks or something, so we haven't really had a lot of practice time to incorporate it, so hopefully near the end of the month we can start to incorporate it a bit, because I think it'll sound pretty nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, your sound definitely doesn't lack any...
We're
loud.
I think what you were saying, though, before is that it definitely adds some variation to not have that bass in every track or to kind of change it up, you know? So
yeah, well, I mean, we try to... There's so many bands out there, and bands that I love, that, like, you're at their show, and it's, like, one big song, you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
And I still love the bands, but we try pretty hard to, like, make it a little bit varied between, I guess, genres, I guess. Basically, we kind of take any genre that we like and, like, smash it in the face with garage rock. So,
what are some of these genres that you smacked around a little bit?
Recently, we've been kind of playing, like, almost, like, either, like, Brooklyn-based indie rock type of stuff, like East Coast indie rock stuff, or, like, late 90s, early 2000s indie rock, and put a little bit of grit and reverb and just added a little bit of garage rock to it, I guess.
But I think starting out was always kind of, like putting garage rock onto, like Pet Sounds, Beach Boys type thing, or, like,
yeah, absolutely.
Revolver Beatles type stuff. Just
I didn't see that.
Stuff like
we're,
that.
I mean, we're pretty huge Beatles and Beach Boys fans. Well, I can't speak for Colton, but...
No, I love the Beach Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
we're big Pet Sounds fans, and I actually have 2 Beatles tattoos.
I was going to ask you if that's...
Help, right there. Oh, 3 Beatles tattoos. Help on my wrist, Anna, which is a Beatles cover song, which they covered, and then She Once Had Me, which is the lyrics to Norwegian Wood. Yeah.
So there you go.
Wonderful. Alright, well, let's get to some more songs, and then we'll keep on chatting with these fine fellas. Right now, we're going to listen to St. Vincent's new single, the first single off her new album. It's called Birth in Reverse. The new album will be called St. Vincent. When's it coming out, Eleanor?
It's coming out on, I think, February 28th.
Yes, and this song just came out yesterday, and you can download it
for free
off her website. So listen to this song, and then if you like it, which hopefully you will, or you should check it out, download it. Anyway, this is St. Vincent, Birth in Reverse.
Blind, you could say that is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Alright. Before that wonderful show promo, we just listened to Dog Day, which is from Halifax, not from Toronto. The song Blackened off their new album Fade Out. Before that, Night Witch by the Apollo Ghosts, their Kingfisher Blues 7-inch. And then we started that set off with Birth in Reverse, St. Vincent's new tune.
So good.
So speaking of new tunes, do you guys have any upcoming releases planned?
Well, we have enough recorded content for, like, a full length plus an EP.
It
just comes down to the old, age-old cashola issue. Yeah, we just raise enough money, I guess, and try to put out our next record.
We got stuff recorded. We're going to try to record some stuff over the winter break. We're just plugging stuff out there and then hopefully, yeah, be able to make something physical again.
Nice.
Would you guys do a release on vinyl?
Oh, yeah. Vinyl and cassette tape probably would be like.
As you can see, we have a beautiful brand new cassette library in the studio, so.
It's definitely an up and coming, like, method of listening to music again. I think it's on its way back.
Yeah, it's reviving. A little Frankenstein.
It's nice. You guys were saying that you have something new that you're playing tonight also.
Oh yeah. Yeah, just a new song we came up with in the last like week and a half. It should be, yeah, we're excited to play it.
That's awesome. So,
it still doesn't have a name or anything.
And I have like, way I write songs is like, I almost like don't have a memory of writing songs. It just like happens. And I'm like, how did that happen?
So, do you write most of the songs or is it a joint effort? Or
it's
you...
a fairly, like, the bringing in the third member is a new
dynamic
for us, yeah, but basically I come up with like the first riff or the guitar part, and then I have trouble finishing stuff, like, what, you know, I got this awesome part but I can't finish it, and then Thomas usually says like, oh, you should do this and this, and then I play it and then it works really well, and then I just like sing gibberish over it for a while until I get like the melody, and then I just put the words on top of it. But it's pretty collaborative. I would say it's pretty collaborative effort.
That's cool.
And then now, I mean, with our new song that we just wrote with Colton, I came up with like the bass track behind it, and then you came up with the lead parts. And
yeah, we kind of just jammed that one out between songs we were rehearsing, and it's like, whoa, this sounds pretty cool. So we just stuck with it.
Happened really fast, and then yeah. We're like, whoa!
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, let's finish this. All right, let's play this in like 3 days. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's awesome. It's kind of, you guys have just kind of come full circle just since starting first round of Shindig together. And
yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is just necessary for everyone listening to come out and check out this new song. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's no other reasonable thing to do.
We actually need a name for the song, so maybe we could get some suggestions from the listeners out there. If you go on Facebook and check out Zen Mystery Fog, maybe you could give us a suggestion for a name, because we're still trying to think of one.
After we hear the song tonight, give me some suggestions.
Well, our names, like, our names are ridiculous. Like, we have, like, we call it opener song, and then, like, new song, and then current new song.
Newest new.
Newest of the new.
New song, too.
Well, you know, Yesterday by the Beatles started off as Scrambled Eggs, hey?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good story.
Raccoon is a Beatles reference. Oh, hello,
Raccoon.
Yeah. Such a good song.
If you listen to the words in our song, Raccoon, you'll get why it's a Beatles reference.
I shall do that.
All right, we will do that. But now we are going to listen to a cover of The Velvet Underground by Curtis Harding. The song is Here She Comes Now off the Burger Records White Light, White Heat tribute. That's the word. Tribute album. It's pretty cool. I really enjoy the song. And then maybe if we have time, we'll listen to Chain Reaction by the Pygmies, a band from Calgary. But if not, enjoy Curtis Harding. Thank you very much, Zen Mystery Fog, for coming in. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us, Eleanor and Eric.
Yeah, no problem.
Had a great time.
Shindig, 9 o'clock at the Railway Club downtown. It's not too expensive. It is going to be a guaranteed good time. Come in your best formal wear.
Jokes for beer.
Jokes. I have such a good joke.
Thomas.
Thomas
just
is a joke
the last
time
with an amazing joke.
Awesome.
Eddie Vedder doesn't get any better. Eddie Vedder than this. That's why I
Something
didn't tell that
lines,
joke.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go with Curtis Harding. Here She Comes Now.
Would it be right to call your music gutter rock?
Gutter rock.